Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is Friday, and we got a busy show lined up for you here today. Later on in the program, we're going to hear from some guests from the American Association of University Women chapter here in Manhattan. They've got International Women's Day being celebrated on Monday, and a virtual celebration going to be taking place in the evening. We'll also hear from Karen Hibbard in just a little bit from the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau, but we're going to start first with K-State Research and Extension and talk with the Riley County Extension Director, Gary Fike, here on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm loving this this weather we're getting, and baseball's back, and I love it. It's great.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful, to, especially after that cold snap we had a couple weeks ago. It's nice to have the warmer weather and people are out. You know, you go downtown to the park, and a lot of times I walk there over a noon hour, sometimes in between meetings after work, and boy, you got a lot of people out walking, jogging, walking dogs and stuff, so it's good to see that.
Yes, it is. I agree, and it won't be too long before the Flint Hills are turning green, and it's a beautiful time of year, and we're going to talk a little bit about some different things here with you this morning, and one of them has to do with getting outdoors a little bit, and it's called Walk Kansas. Tell us more about this.
Well, you know, that's a program that's been around for quite a while here that K-State Research and Extension has run. Sherilyn Flaming is the specialist on campus who kind of coordinates that whole event, and they got their website up, and you can go online and register starting Monday, March 8th, and you just need to go to walkkansas.org. Online to register for that. But a lot of employers will encourage their employees, and sometimes it's part of the wellness plan. Like for us, it can be part of our wellness plan to register for that, and you record the minutes that you walk, activity that you have as a wellness program. And I think more and more people are realizing that the better care that you take of your health, or more you take charge of your own health, has to do a lot with you know, later in life, trying to avoid some of the common maladies that we get. So it's all about being healthy. It's all about getting out there and stretching your legs, walking, jogging, running, whatever you got to do just to keep moving. And that's what's most important. So people can register for that. You can get a t-shirt, but you need to check it all out on the website. And again, that's walkkansas.org. It starts March 28th, but you start registering March 8th. And it runs through May 22nd. So it's a start and finish time and a really good program that's gotten a lot of play in the last several years.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity here and a good time of year to really do that because the weather's nicer. There's really no excuses for it, for you not to do it. And does that culminate with some sort of a 5K at the end or I can't remember?
No, it does. It does not. But maybe we ought to bring that up and do it. But it does not culminate with a finish run or anything that I'm aware of.
Okay, we'll be looking forward to that. That's a great opportunity to get active and get healthy. What do we have going on tomorrow? Greg Istone's got something going on.
Greg Istone is our horticulture agent. He's kind of a local. I tell him he's a local personality. He has an article in the paper, and he's on the radio very regularly. He does a lot of things with landscape, horticulture, and of course does the master gardener, the school gardening program. He does a variety of things that are so beneficial to our community. But one of the things he's doing tomorrow, Saturday, March 6th, from 1 to 2 p.m., is he's doing a fruit tree pruning presentation. So March is the month when people need to get out and prune their apple, peach, pear, cherry, whatever kind of fruit trees that you have. It's an important part to maintaining tree health and to get the maximum fruit production out of your fruit trees. And that's going to be held at Dr. David Mengel's home. David is on our Extension Council and he's our treasurer, but he has a little orchard there at his place up near Randolph. The address is 131999 Tuttle Creek Boulevard. It's actually on Highway 77 and just south of Randolph on the west side of the road. So if people want to learn how to prune their fruit trees. It's free. It's open to anyone who would like to attend. And Greg's going to be teaching it. So it's a wonderful opportunity to learn more about doing it and then actually seeing a live demonstration.
That seems like that'd be a pretty fun opportunity there. And I'm curious, does Greg ever do any bonsai tree pruning? I've been watching a lot of Cobra Kai lately and Karate Kid.
I don't know, but as much knowledge as Greg has, I wouldn't be surprised if he can show you how to do that too.
Okay. I'll have to hit him up on that.
Yeah. He's been doing a lot of his programs via Zoom, of course, with the school gardening thing and stuff. But you know, he's got a wealth of knowledge that the guy knows a lot about a lot of different things. So he's a really great resource.
Very good. You know, I might just also ask you real quick. I know that his office usually does stuff on like lawn mowing and such. Will they be having those pretty soon here? Because we are getting closer to spring.
Boy, I tell you what, you caught me off guard. He is having a lawn mowing clinic at Podorf Hall, and if I remember my date right, it's maybe March 15th. I'd need to look that up, so don't quote me on that. But they are doing that. It's sponsored by the Manhattan Optimist Club and K-State Research and Extension. You need to look on our website at riley.k-state.edu to find out more about that. But yeah, that's another thing that we're doing for youth who are interested in mowing lawns during the summer for pay or for volunteer work or whatever. And they will have a light meal for them sponsored by the Optimist Club. So it's another great opportunity, that educational opportunity. And John Job, our 4-H agent, is involved in that as well.
Okay. Yeah, that might have been one of those things, right, as we were starting to shut things down last year, that I don't remember if that happened or not last year, but it was right around that same time when everything was just closing. So
well, and I will give a bit of a promotion on some of the stuff Brandy Bruner, our 4-H program assistant who works with John on her school enrichment program. She's been working with schools on chick embryology, hatching out the eggs again, and bred in a bag. She's been really active doing those Zoom in the school. So the process goes on and the programs go on, albeit a bit different than it has been in the past, but we're still doing them.
Very good. All right. Well, a lot of stuff going on. I know that Gary's involved, obviously, here with the tax center here, that's been the free tax preparation. I guess it's called VITA, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, at the Manhattan Public Library. Getting good turnout for that?
Well, yes, we are booked solid for the next couple, 3 weeks. Right now we're open Monday through Thursday afternoons from noon till about 6:30. The library closes at 7. We were open just Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but we opened up Monday, and we may have to open up some other days to fit need. But we've already processed and had accepted by the IRS 277 tax returns with over $537,000 in refunds to our clients. We've had a tremendous turnout. Our volunteers are working hard. Sue Simmons, our site coordinator, actually our co-site coordinator, we do that kind of together, her and I do, and with the help of the library providing the great location and equipment. We've got plexiglass shields up. We're doing all that, but it's actually going very, very well. We have had about 10% of our folks do drop-off, which you have to do a check-in, a little interview, drop your stuff off, then we'll do it and then call you back when it's finished. So we're offering some different avenues for people to get their taxes done.
All right, and that is something you – and we always try to remind people, but you want to set an appointment for this. You don't want to just show up there and try to do it right there in person.
Yeah, that's you will likely get turned away. We do try to be as accommodating as possible, but we really ask people to either call and either book yourself online on an open time, or call and talk to us or something. But don't show up with your paperwork expecting to get your taxes done that day. And what the other thing I would remind people is, these are volunteers. Okay. They don't get paid anything for doing this. So if you make an appointment, please show up. We've had a lot of people who have not called to cancel and then don't show up. So then that leaves us with some holes where we could maybe fit somebody else in. So if you make an appointment, please, it's okay to cancel, but please call and let us know if you're not able to make it. But we've been really busy, and it's been a fantastic program. It's really for low to moderate income folks, and the IRS defines that as $57,000 or less. And we don't do itemized returns, although very few people itemize anymore anyway, because standard deduction is so high that most people can't itemize. But I would remind people this year the IRS is allowing people who don't itemize $300 cash donations to charities as a write-off to lower their tax liability or increase their refund. So that's something that's a little bit different this year.
All right. So you got some time here, but I want to hurry up and get something scheduled here because before you know it, that April 15th tax deadline will be here.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. So do it as soon as you can.
All right. Gary, anything else for this morning?
I don't think so, Brandon. We are just, we're doing lots of things like writing up the fare book. We're doing a number of other things. We've had beef weigh in. We've had a number of things going on. So we're looking forward to things opening up a bit more and getting back to doing things the way we normally do, but we're making do in the meantime.
Sounds good. All right. Well, we always appreciate learning more what's going on at the Extension Office, and have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Gary Fike, again, Extension Director here in Riley County, joining us on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Karen Hibbard at the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau up next.